When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Trash to Cash Podcast, episode 100 and something. I'm Dave, yeah.
Nickelodeon.
With me as always is Kevin, the wealthy, wealthy gator.
So
and
much
then
money.
Carrie, the American Arbitrage. Yeah, how's it going, lads? Guys, hey, his channel is American Arbitrage on YouTube. A lot of people ask that, like almost weekly. They're like, who is that guy? That guy with the hat as green. And we always have to tell them that's American Arbitrage.
American Arbitrage.
I had a commenter say they watch all these people, and at the end they said, we even watch the arbitrages.
Wow, that's they've got a lot of spare
that's
time.
We are on the bottom of most people's lists, and we accept that.
Well, there were people on the list I've never heard of before, if that makes you feel any worse.
You know everybody. You know all the dirt on everybody.
Let me tell you. That's right. I got some.
That's where I
get
all my
hot
reseller gossip. From
I got some people on my list today. I'm gonna have to call.
How are you gents doing? I haven't really talked to you in the last couple days.
Nice.
I've been doing good, dude. I was at a card show all weekend, like an adult man, and it was
no. An adult man would have remembered that he had a podcast the previous night.
That is true. That
now I get to wake up early tomorrow.
That's right.
This stupid.
That's right.
I feel like you're mad at me, Dave.
After being out all day today.
I'm so freaking tired.
I'm sorry, dude.
I got up at like 4:15 to go over to the flea market.
Just don't edit it. See what happens.
And then it's like a 3-hour drive home, so I got home at like 4, and then I had to go straight to work because Carrie made me, and then, you know, Carrie's just a bad person.
That's fair.
What do you mean you had to go straight to work?
Well, because I bought all that crap, and I had to try to make sure I didn't lose money.
You could have just slept in and not gone to Webster and hobnobbed with all the fancy people there.
I did hobnob with some fancy folks, and it was pretty funny. Well, I loved it because I met this guy, Technus Sport.
Have you heard of him? Technus.
Tech9 Sports.
Tekken Rich Patreon guy. I don't know. Anyways, I met Rich Patreon guy. He doesn't dress like a Rich Patreon guy. I figured they'd have like some drip going on or something, but no, he just was a normal dude.
You must not watch Mel's videos with him, how there's like simple life and nothing, no clutter, no nothing.
That's correct. I didn't. But he definitely didn't know me, had no clue who I was the first two times I ran into him. By the third, I think he started putting it together when I was like, yes, I have ADHD, and my name is Dave. And I think at that point he was maybe like, maybe this is ADHD Dave.
You should have called Mel real quick and like, Mel, call him. Tell him who I am.
Yeah, he definitely did not recognize
You got to go picking with him because it would be awesome. He'd just be pointing every direction to buy stuff.
I think he bought 75 hats from Anthony.
Yeah.
So that's a relic from the attic for those of you who don't like the sound of Kevin's mic rubbing on his t-shirt.
He paid $3 a piece.
I don't know. I wasn't there.
What's
I didn't
hat,
like pick
What's
with
his hat? Like he puts everything at a set price, at least he used to. Like
yeah,
15,
I don't know.
$18,
so Anthony,
something like that.
I told Rod, I said, I'm going to go see Anthony, but for once, I'm not going to just say yes to his price. Like no matter what he says, I'm talking him down all day today. And I did. I talked Anthony down every time. And it was funny because he asked, I think it was his wife or his girlfriend, to record our deal for his Facebook.
There we go.
As soon as he hits record, I talk him down. He's like, seriously? I was like, yeah, I'm not paying you asking price. He's like, all right. And he took it. So it was pretty good. But no, he's setting up cameras. I talked him into setting
like
up cameras.
Yeah.
So I was talking to him again today about it. He got permission. And he's literally going to, like, from the flea market to, like, cam it up. He doesn't need it, but he doesn't want to get kicked out of the flea market either.
Yeah.
So You know, that's his livelihood. So yeah, he's gonna actually have. He said like literally every week now, people come up to him and say, "Oh, I saw you in ADH Dave's video. I saw you in Commonwealth Pickers video. I saw you in Harry Tornado's video." So that's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. He's like a destination at the Webster now.
Yeah, that's exactly. You've created a monster. But hey, think about this.
Carries monsters. He always carries.
I'm worried about going back to Webster. I'm wondering if I'm gonna get like shivved or something.
Yeah,
I gotta be careful. I gotta like watch.
Well, wait a minute. I'm gonna forget my point. He has that space that's just forever long. I don't know how many spaces. Think about how easy it is. I saw a video the other day about stealing something at the flea market. I think it was yours, Dave, a cart or something.
I'm sure it was Dave's. Yeah.
And I'm thinking...
Bit of a klepto.
You know, how do you even look after all that stuff? People could go in there and just steal stuff all the time. It's crazy. Yeah. So cameras might have two purposes.
That's called shrinkage. And Carrie has another version of shrinkage that he says he's constantly suffering from.
Here's the highlight or the important part about shrinkage. It's not shrinkage if it begins that small. That's true. It's just normal.
You're arguing against your own argument at this point.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I walked in on Carrie. He was new.
If I'm gonna be out and about, it's not like I'm gonna wear clothes. It's Florida.
It's true. It's hot down here.
It is.
It's hot down here. So yeah, I mean, the Webster was really kind of weak today. We've had there's this huge sale.
It's a holiday.
There's a huge sale in Florida called Renninger's, I think, and it's in Mount Dora, Florida, and it's like three times a year, and it's supposed to be incredible. Crazy Lamp Lady, Cat, they were all going to go to it. It got rained out. They had Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday, it got rained out. The Browns got rained out, and everyone was like, hey, Webster might get rained out too, but forecast said it was going to stop raining at 5 a.m., and so, you know, we all wake up. I mean, I'm imagining everyone that was going had the same thought process as me. You look at your little weather app and it says rain stops within 50 minutes. And you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. So then you get there. It's 5:50. It's still raining. It's 6. It's still raining. And now it says 7. It's going to stop raining. And it says 7:30. It's going to stop raining. So that was this morning. And it was like a lot of people got scared off. But, you know, it ended up turning around near the end. Me and Rod made probably a stupid, stupid decision.
Oh, yeah.
We were Rod. And Paul. All three of us made a bad decision together. It was a group bad decision.
Was Paul just was Paul just giving his camera to people to ask?
He was asking everyone if he looked thin.
Hey, will you take a picture of me?
He was like, do I look thinner?
So I can post it on Instagram real quick.
Do you guys think I look thinner? Do I look, you know?
Yeah, he gets really.
His introduction to people is, I'm not on Ozempic. Hi, my name is Paul.
90 pounds, 8 months. Paul.
I know it looks like I am, but honestly, I'm not. I just did hard work.
Honestly, he did what we were supposed to do last year, so hats off to him, honestly.
I'm still living that fasting life.
I've been doing pretty good since I got home from the trip, so that's been one day.
Yeah. Well,
I was watching his
hard
show.
Him on a trip, man.
Before I got on here, I was watching his show, draft, the sidekicks draft tonight. I almost commented, but I knew I had to come over here. I'm like, best sidekicks. And then they picked, you know, Mario and Luigi. I thought Carrie and Dave.
That's right.
And I almost posted it.
So we're relegated down to sidekick at this point. Yeah.
No, not my sidekick. I was trying to get you to debate which one of you was the sidekick.
Me and Dave are both Jonathan Brandis, and you are Chuck Norris. That's what you're trying to say. You are
Jonathan
Chuck
Brandis killed himself.
Well, before that, we're the Alliance. Thanks for making it dark. I wasn't going to mention that.
Probably
I was talking...
not a cameo.
My sister
probably
loved him. My sister loved him. She had such a crush on him. Anyways, we roll up to this comic stand, and I don't know, man. It was at the back of the Webster.
Is this the bad decision?
Yeah, it was at the back of the Webster, and like... These guys.
Nothing good happens at the back of the Webster.
Tables worth of comic book boxes. Like just box, 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 long box, 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 box. There's graphic novels in there. There's like everything. And they're on the ground too. And
is this code for Playboys? Did you buy a bunch of Playboys?
No. There was some slightly inappropriate comic books, but basically they're like, yeah, you can have the whole booth for $1,500. And. You know, we're like, you know, and the big thing that was the detractor was like actually having to carry that many boxes. You know how the Webster is back to our car. And it's the day where it's like all across the street, which Kevin, you've never been on a holiday weekend, have you?
No.
You can't park like where we normally park. We're parked way, way back. Like the field across the road is full, too. So you're at the back of that other field.
Couldn't you just drive in, though?
Yeah, like we did with the Bears. It wasn't even like really close to an ending. So it would have been a little tougher, Carrie. When we did the Bears,
you go fast enough and people
move. Yeah, there's a lot of people. So anyways, like we end up like just picking some boxes, and they said we could do boxes for $50 a piece. So like, I get 3 boxes, Rod gets 5, Paul gets 3, and by the end we spent like $600, and we're like, dude, we should have just bought the whole stupid booth for another $900, and we would.
And
see,
you got to think, you got to put think of the title. No, we bought his entire flea market.
That's
booth.
True.
Yeah,
but here's
yeah.
the thing, Dave. Come on. You left $900 worth of junk, though. It's not like you took the good stuff. Hopefully, you're good enough.
No. So there was too much, Carrie. There was too much to go through it all, and it was kind of just like, I got some stuff I thought would be good. I was wrong on almost all of it because there was no like good like Silver Age gems, right? That's not. It wasn't Golden Age. It wasn't Silver Age. It was like 80s, 90s.
You got basically every Valiant comic book ever made. You bought.
Yeah, like just it wasn't like amazing stuff, but you know,
you're gonna
just
make money,
in the...
but you're gonna work way too hard.
No, listen. Yep. Well, yeah, if I were to buy it
you gotta
all,
gotta be like
absolutely.
Kevin. Don't do anything. Yeah. Make money.
Honestly, probably 80% of the stuff there was worth like $2 to $5. But you know, just in like a small handful, I went through today. I did find some graphic novels and stuff. And actually, some cards I'm kind of scared to list because they're like Trump cards. Like, literally, they made, but I feel like they're not going to offend anyone on either side. And I don't get political at all. But like, they're Trump, but they're like, they're making fun of him and they're also not making fun of them. So I feel like they won't offend people. So maybe I could sell them. I don't know. You sell Trump stuff, right? It's profitable. Like, what
sure.
do I care?
I'll sell whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So I don't know. But. And I got like
not
18
whatever.
Of those.
Well,
I got
whatever,
I got 18 I'll... of those, and they're worth 15 plus ship a piece, and they sell pretty good. So those will pay for my $130, and then everything else is profit. So I'm yeah. I'm like,
so you'll just
fine.
Put it off on whatnot
you're,
and lock.
You're yeah. asking the guy who wouldn't sell Nike on eBay.
Yeah,
like
you're
ever.
A little tougher.
So I would not sell anything that I would remotely think would
be political in any sense
or anything. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well, anyway,
everything
could
be political
is,
in some sense. I mean, Nike can be political,
true.
Right?
That's true.
I mean,
that is true.
On. But the point is, like, you know, and I think I got another like 300 just worth of graphic novels that I listed. So it's like. Almost 500 in listings, and the rest I'm just going to put through whatnot, the other 3 boxes. And it's just like, man, if I had done this with the whole thing, we easily would have gotten our $1,500 back. So I should have bought it all, but whatever.
So I had an opportunity for a pick. A person I met at the 100-mile yard sale, and I had kind of the same experience because it was everything. It was massive amounts of stuff. And it was like, it would take me days to go through it all. So you couldn't even go through it all. Mm. And so how do you make an offer on what you don't even know is there.
Yeah, that's
you
the trick.
See what's there, but you don't know exactly.
Well, and there's
you're
so
not going to
scan
a 1,000 items.
There's so many comics that suck that you don't even want to deal with. Like, I have a box that's just like low level. I don't even deal with it. Like, it just sits in my garage because I don't want to deal with it.
Put it in a bundle and
auction
it off.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we should have done. But these guys had a whatnot too, but they said this was like 10% of their inventory, so I don't know. Maybe we should hit them back up and just be like, yo, let us buy a bunch more. They said they just want to go. Hey, you know, it was a Webster day, guys. I was up at the crack of dawn. We're of course recording this super late, so I'm like on the last leg of energy at this point. I've had 2 Baja Blasts though, so I should be okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So
ride,
and I will
ride
say,
the wave, dude.
I made another horrible, scary life choice. Yes. I bought a laptop from a fella at the flea market. Literally a laptop, a MacBook of all things, which. You know, Apple, you can, like, remotely lock the laptop from anywhere in the U.S.
Why did you do this, based on what you're saying right now? Why?
Because I wanted it, and it was nice. It was a good deal. And if it works out, it was a great deal. So I wanted another laptop so Elijah could have a laptop to edit with, so he doesn't have to use my computer to do editing, because it's like, you know, it's a bottleneck. And I've been looking at Macs, and like Macs like this, they go for like $700-$800, and the guy had it for $500. I talked him down to $450. And I was like, I asked him though. I said, "Is this stolen?" And he said, "No." So I think I'm gonna be okay.
Because those things tell the truth.
He's not a cop. He can lie to you.
Are you sure? Because like I was hoping he wasn't. Well, he gave me his card. I mean, I guess he could make a fake card too.
Yeah, it could be his fake card for his stolen merchandise business.
I got a MacBook.
You're not going to care about making a fake card if you're selling stolen. Stolen
on the bright side, the serial number sticker was scratched off. So I think.
Oh, there
we
go. That's awesome.
That's a good sign.
You just peel off the there's just an Apple sticker over the Asus logo or whatever.
I think the dumbest thing I did though, and I'm trying to figure out if I need to.
Dude,
cut
you've
this
done
out
a lot of dumb things just today. So far.
It's an incredible life I have.
Oh my gosh, man.
I'm living the dream to be this stupid and get away with it.
But... Hey, I got a new sub that said they came over from Dave.
Wow. Yeah. Imagine that. Imagine
they said
that.
Unfortunately we found him first.
My latest couple of videos have been getting like 25,000 to 30,000 views. So I know. Yeah.
More than me. My picture video.
Don't worry, guys. My channel's still at 300,000 views a month. It's actually down. I'm like Jerry Seinfeld, where like I'm even Stevens every month, 300,000 views. But I love that many views, so I'm not going to complain. 300,000.
It sounds like a complaint.
Well, it's been a year. It's been a year of 300,000 views, and you know what? I'm about to hit 60,000 subscribers. By the time this comes out, I'll probably be there, and I've only been trying to get there since like May.
I had my views. It makes you feel better. My views are down. My views for the videos, the last two out, and the month, I'm down 200,000 views for the month. So last 30 days.
Well, still, I think there's just like at the end of the day, there's just a very small amount of people willing to tolerate my nonsense.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
And
I think part
I've reached the limit of who's willing to tolerate me at this point.
You were in my videos, which might be why they
not much. I've avoided you quite a bit. Like when you come,
it was
down
the one with your mom. They were excited to see your mom. Everybody's
what did
excited
they say?
To see your mom. They're like, "Oh, Mama Picker,
you
got to go
be
picking
excited.
With Mama Picker."
Yeah,
I'm like, that's why you have Mama Picker. She makes you so much more likable.
Yeah, that's valid. That's a very valid point. That's the one from a day ago. I'm gonna have to go look at the comments.
You should just ask her to do some voice
we
work.
Found
you could say she's off camera in some of your videos. Like you're not and she's just doing voice work after the filming.
They're all talking about Miss Andre.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was a 2-part video. We did that. And just the first part was you and
the golf clock in the back of David's van. I picked up one to match on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyways, I won't look at your comments right now.
Yeah.
Boring. Bought a laptop, bought some comics. But honestly, the Webster was a little rough today, Carrie.
No, right.
What I was just thinking about, like, how many typos are in Kevin's comments section because people can't see the keyboard that are typing or whatever they're using, their Apple...
I have the most educated audience.
Apple Newton or whatever they had in the 90s that everybody was using.
Yeah.
The most educated.
They're very intelligent.
I know. Yeah, they've been around, dude.
Who is that guy? Who is that guy with you? Not Dave, the other guy. I'd like to watch his channel too.
Deathpile.
He's funny as heck. I thought you would link his channel, but I didn't see it. Wow, what a friend you are.
What a Kevin move. Poor
Mike
sweet.
And
Mike.
I love the one Mike. Response. The one response to it is American Arbitrage.
I love it.
From
I
Bo
love
Hunter
it.
Will. Bo Hunter Will just got it
I'll
way wrong.
It. I'll take it. Now I approve. Don't
Mike's
say anything.
Gonna be mad. I thought Mike's logo in that one.
He carries your jock around everywhere, and you won't even. Yeah. You won't even like share his.
Listen,
channel.
I did y'all a favor. I did. Do you remember going to lunch that day, Dave? At
that was
little
delicious.
Restaurant?
Yeah.
It was good. But we had a comment. Mike was smoking a cigarette, and we started talking about smoking. Your mom started talking about smoking and how she smoked and all that, and just all this stuff. And Mike's got. Two going or whatever. I'm like, I'm just gonna cut this whole thing out of here.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Well,
gonna
why would you
it
leave
this.
It? I wouldn't have expected you to leave that. That would have been surprising
well,
if you had.
I don't do the final the rough edits and stuff, so I took it out in the final edit.
Oh, so your editor left that in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he thought it was funny.
Yeah, that's because he's a pretty good editor.
What's funny is I go out with Mike Deathpile, and he'll say stuff that's like. Every once in a while, he'll start talking to Andrew, start talking to the guy that does my first edits, and he'll start doing funny
he'll be like,
stuff.
He'll be like, Andrew, don't cut this out.
Yeah,
this
and
out.
He'll start talking to him, and it's like stuff that I'm like, yeah, he's gonna cut that out, dude. But that's why he does it on purpose.
Dude, I've had Mike cut stuff out of his video that I was in. I just got to do it with Mike.
Like, because you don't even want to be shown.
I'm like,
channel.
I don't want to be associated with what
want
you
to
just
be
said. I
channel.
Love you, Mike. But no.
Most of it's pretty dang funny, I gotta admit. Some of it I leave in. Some of it in the background, it's like, I heard it, but probably nobody else. It's funny stuff.
Yeah.
But there's plenty to cut out every once in a while, too.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. But yeah, so, I mean, what you guys, Carrie went to the Rose Bowl. No, not the Rose Bowl.
No, he went to the Burbank Card Show.
Burbank Card Show.
Burbank Card Show.
How'd it go?
It went awesome, man. Like, I go there and I get to just dig through cards. It's the same thing we all do.
The card shop I went to with you, is that where it's at? Or is that like a convention center?
That is the company. That's the card shop that runs the show. And it's like the largest show on the West Coast right now.
Okay.
So it was in the Ontario Convention Center. The last time it was at Anaheim, which is like the biggest in Southern California. And yeah, it's just, I don't know, like hundreds of dealers, 200, 300, maybe 400 dealers, and constant deals like everywhere. And then I'm buying cards. I spent like $1,600, which is a lot more than I usually do. But I've made so far, like in one day, I've made back, it's been 24 hours since I've been home. I've made about $600 back so far.
$7. That would have made me so happy. I made back $7.
Well, I basically sold 30% of it on Whatnot, and I still have a lot of stuff for eBay. Some of it's already sold on eBay. Some of it's sold on Instagram.
See, he has to sell it all because he's got to raise some money for the trip back east.
Exactly.
I've got to raise some money for his visit, so I'm with him. I gotta raise some funds here. We're gonna be getting into some
The
ruckus.
There's the nightlife in Daytona.
Carrie's considering getting into steroids, and I hear they're expensive.
Exactly, dude. So. Yeah, no steroids. I know what a lot of people are thinking. They probably think I've been taking it for a while, but no, this is all natural.
You've got the body of an
ex-steroid user that's given up. I still do the eating part of it. I just don't do the lifting and prep.
Dude, that is a thing. Like, a lot of the guys I know that were like big into weightlifting end up gaining a ton of weight because they get used to eating like 7,000 calories a day, and then they stop the exercise side of it. And
that's
then
what happens
like,
with sports,
gained
with
300
pro
pounds.
Athletes all the time, man. Like, you eat so much, and then you're not working out after you retire.
Moral
of
the story is never work
athlete
out.
Myself.
That's what. Paul was telling me. He's like, dude, how come? You know, I know you're fasting and stuff. Like, how come you're not working out? I'm like, well, I tried it, Paul. It's not very fun. I don't really enjoy working out. He's like,
I can't see Dave in a gym. That cracks me up just thinking about it.
It's horrible. Just and he's pressing. He's like, yeah, but you know, it's good. You know, I was like, dude, I'm good. I'm trying to remember what Rod said to Paul today. It was so funny. He's like, I see you posting these videos of you, you know, flexing your biceps at the gym in front of all the girls. And Paul's Paul, you know, the Philly Flirter's got to be buff, you know?
He said he was in Panama. This was a private text message, but I don't think he might. He said he was in Panama and he got out on a boat. And he said a couple came up to me and said, hey, we recognize you from Commonwealth Picker. I said, did you ask him if they were swingers? But he didn't. He didn't ask us.
Well, we were trying to, like, we were having this argument in front of Anthony about who, like, made Paul's channel. And I was saying you had. And then at the end of the day, we all agreed it was Kayla. Kayla made Paul's channel.
Well, yeah, I always Kayla say this because this channel. Is the truth. I don't care what anybody says. Whoever's channel it is, they're the ones who eventually did it. There's, you know, shout outs and whatever, but if you're not entertaining,
you
if you're not
good.
Bringing
you
information,
that's why
it doesn't make a difference.
All right, Mr. 60,000, watch me pass you with my account in about 6 months.
It won't take my, literally everyone will pass me. If I hit 70,000 in the next 3 years, it'll be a miracle. But that's
I am doing. I am doing the YouTube shorts trick, though. You know,
I'm
you
still convinced. Really still convinced my cooking channel will hit 100K before any of my other channels, even though it's way behind. Like, I still think it has the potential.
And
to get
unwatchable as well.
Yeah, you get one video goes nuts. It's definitely. And that's the thing with my channel. I've really never had videos that go nuts. I mean, that I see so many people. I've said this before. Dave, you've got videos that got far more views than me.
Yeah. But. Yeah, well, I mean. Let me see.
They just don't click. They just don't click subscribe when they're done watching it. That's the difference.
My cooking channel has 1,000 subscribers in the last month, and I think Picker has like 400.
Dave's videos, Dave, your channel's kind of like junk food, right? Like they're regretting watching it. They're watching it. They're enjoying it. They really do appreciate it. But when they're done, they're like, I probably shouldn't do that again.
Dude, the trick to my number ones is use Kevin's font and don't put my logo. That's what I've realized. This is how you get number ones. Kevin's font, not my logo. They're like, oh, here's a new Kevin video. Oh, this is Dave. Well, it's still kind of interesting. I'll stick around. It was my bear video, Carrie. People are loving it. Almost 30K views on that. And Dawn, they're all commenting about how great Dawn's face is when like the guy says that's a $300 bear and Dawn's like You know, Dawn. You know exactly the face she made, right?
Yeah, like, I know, okay. I know.
She made it when we were talking at the Anna Lee. Do you remember Anna Lee, the one down at FlipCon?
Yeah.
And that lady starts throwing out prices, and I just look right at Dawn. I'm like, what is
Dawn
that
the best
Dawn
face.
Won't have any
you know
that nonsense.
Because it was like $300. Something's like, Dawn's like, I'm thinking more like $2 or something like that. I was like, or I bought one at Goodwill for $2 or something. I was my gosh.
So they really like, Dawn is actually in the thumbnail, Carrie, with like an emoji over her face, and she looks all mad. Yeah, so it
sassy.
Looks like she's like
sassy. Dawn is
so
telling her she's got to start doing her long form stuff.
No, it's how much for all, and there's arrows pointing at all the artisanal teddy bears. And then Carrie, the title's perfect. She spent all her lotto winnings on this, and I bought it all. That's literally what happened.
That was exactly it. True. It's the title right there. I saw that.
The title is great.
Yeah.
So Dave, you're beating me this week. I've got to get some footage. I've got some good stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you're really putting out some garbage, man. If you're resorting to me and Mike and my mom, you're really out of footage.
Very good point. But
I can send you a couple weeks of footage
really
if you want. I got
I know.
The peaches to beaches isn't going to help if we're all there ruining your content, though.
No, we're not going to pick with him.
I'm not picking with
you. I'm not picking with Kevin. We have too many of the same viewers. I'll pick with Carrie because he'll put the video out like months before me. And so it'll be fine. They'll have forgotten it happened. But
I'm
Kevin,
not good
I
for
know.
Your channel, though. I'm not good.
You're not
for
good. But as long as we don't like, you know, joke around the whole time and we kind of split up and then come back together, it seems to go fine. And then your footage ends up being different because you go to the cards and I go to the plush and the diapers. And
that's what I'm curious to get to is that flea market we all went to together. Because we did go different directions, but we were together some, and then we went. And then
that's why I like the flea market. That. There's so much to do. Like me, Rod, and Paul today did the same thing. Like, we were like walking between the sales together, and I'll leave some of that chatter in. Mm-hmm. And every now and then we'd be there for each other's buys, but the majority of the time we're off doing our own things. And then maybe we're coming and showing each other what we got. Sometimes I leave that in. Sometimes I don't. If it's a big buy, I usually take it out. So I think it's the flea market's a kind of a good way to buy a lot, to get some good stuff and get some cool footage with friends without having it be like ruined footage.
It is true. Cause at a garage sale, it's like a tight garage or like driveway and
a little harder. It's a little harder,
It's good. I think it's a good balance. Like, I was like, when I go with Mike, he does his own thing and he'll come back sometimes. And I'm not going to ruin it for them. Somebody said, hey, best offer on this item. Well, you know, it's $5 or best offer. So I looked at Mike and I was like, Mike, make her an offer and then I'll beat it by $1. So that's exactly what he did. I'm like, this is sweet. So we got it for a couple bucks. But
did you go to the big indoor garage sale?
I didn't go. I ended up not going. Turner was going to go with me, and then he got invited to a friend's house, and I'm like, I could still go on my own. It ended up being 2 hours and 40 minutes away, and it was kind of a crapshoot. And I had this other guy call and say, hey, would you like to come look at my stuff? Because I met him at the 100 Mile, and he had good stuff, but like at 60% of eBay value. I'm like, I'm not interested. But now he's ready to sell. And so if I'm thinking, you know, can I get it at a third of value, then maybe I'll go over there. And I'm glad I made that decision.
Okay.
So.
Well, I went at the, I just remembered this, at the Webster, some lady, I go up to a booth and I see these really cool, like, old Japanese glass kittens. I was like, oh, those are pretty cool. Like, I was channeling my inner Dawn. I go to pick them up and this lady yells at me. She's like, no, no. And then she looks at my face. She's like, oh, trash to cash. I was like, yeah. And I was like, those are cool cats. So I just thought it was funny. Like, she went from yelling at me to, oh, trash to cash. So
trash to cash. Very funny.
I didn't know they were hers. It didn't look like they belonged to someone, but she already claimed them.
So I was at the card show, and I did a video the first day. Dawn was filming over my shoulder a little because they like that third person thing for card shows. So that's like a different style.
Well, you have nice shoulders, too.
I do. They're broad. Good definition. Strong. Yeah. Thank you. You have seen me nude, so you know.
Only from the waist down.
Anyway, like I was buying cards from this guy and his dad, who was like in his late 70s. And I came back to that same booth a couple days later after I had put out the video, stayed up to like 1:30 editing it. And then he was like, are you American Arbitrage or Carrie or whatever? He's like, my son watched the video. And you're like, he was like, they were excited.
Are you back out coin guy? Did he call you back out coin
guy? No.
Two Butthole McGee.
Yeah, I wish that, dude. If somebody asks if I'm butthole, if you ever see me, I seriously, We should have Harry Tornado can make the merch for us.
There you go.
Can we talk? Can we talk Heck and Steve then for a minute?
Yeah, how he ruined his channel.
Kind of. It kind of. I don't know. I didn't love it. So Heck and Steve, guys, if you didn't know, he's our resident heel in the reselling business.
He's the yin to resellers.
He's our troll.
The Kevin Nash, of course. Kevin is Hollywood Hogan.
I'm probably
Brutus the
he's
Barber.
He's NWO Black and White, not Black and Red. He's not the Wolfpack, right?
He's not Wolfpack.
But so he likes to talk trash, and like he's been talking trash for like 8 months. And his biggest, like the person he hates more than anyone is Phoenix Resale, right? Caleb, who's been on the show. Check out that episode. Not very many people watched it. Kevin wasn't there. Kevin always leaves when we have amazing guests like Mel last week.
Exactly.
Which, Kevin, by the way, Kevin, did you enjoy that episode?
I did. I watched the heck out of it, man. It was great. I was timing it. I'm like, how long is it going to be before these two clowns let Mel speak? It was 1 minute and 55 seconds before
And our drop-off rate in the first minute was less than normal because they really wanted her to talk. And
But more subs. You know, 6,000 views compared to your video that's got 20,000.
There's probably
no subs.
Dozens of new people from Australia that are fighting off snakes as we speak, watching our show.
Oh, I totally lost it. What was I talking about?
You were talking about Phoenix Resale.
Oh, yeah. So Phoenix Resale. So Heck and
Steve, P sale.
He absolutely hates Phoenix Resale.
Hates.
And he does this
show.
He does this video. Okay. He does this video where he's like, he's constantly talking trash about Caleb. You know, and so basically, there's this big announcement that he's going to have a live, and Caleb's going to be on it, and he's going to confront him in person. And this
we were all excited, live, and everybody
it spread around the internet.
This live was a stinking love fest for Caleb. You finally realized when you watch this that this guy has always like been in love with Caleb, like as far as his content and stuff. And he was just like, you know, it was so obvious that all the comments are like, dude, I'm never watching you again. Because the people that watch his channel like are haters, right? They hate all resellers, and when he even admitted to like actually liking Caleb and enjoying his content and stuff like that. And it went so poorly in the comments that he then does a heel turn and makes another video about I tricked Phoenix Resale.
I didn't watch that. Yeah, how did he play that off?
Well, basically, he's like, I was just tricking him. I really hated him the whole time, but I had to be cordial to his face, you know, so you guys could see he's really a monster, basically. And I'm like, dude, you only did that because everyone was unsubscribing.
Maybe that was his plan, and he didn't anticipate the backlash.
I think he accident. It was a bad move, I think. As like,
it would
the
be
bad
like
guy.
Dave. If Dave all of a sudden became an awesome, amazing reseller that did everything right, people
would
be like,
"Do you think he
would
lose
unsubbed.
A massive amount of his subs if he was like even just an adequate picker? Do you think at that point, they would just be like, 'I'm not here for picking'? It's kind of like me. I'm the same. Like people don't watch
Dave,
me for picking.
Talk about not
they
being authentic.
Dawn.
Dave is a good picker. He makes a few kind of crazy moves.
Dave
but he's a
picks
good
with the heart a lot more than a lot of people. He picks
he
with the heart.
He knows what he's doing. I'm more cautious.
Yes.
But he's a good picker.
I'm usually sleepy because the picking is done in the morning. Yep. That's my excuse. Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
So I don't know. I just thought the way it played out in my eyes is he actually like, you know, maybe was a little bit more nice, and he gave Caleb too much of a platform, 2 hours to speak and defend himself, and a lot of people like he humanized Caleb, right? Like he always
kind of like
calls
what we
Caleb
did
names,
to Kevin.
Caleb names, yeah.
That's what we did for Kevin.
Yeah, he humanized Caleb, and like some of the viewers were like, wow, he was actually cooler than I thought, and you know stuff like that. And then it just was a weird move. The whole thing was a weird move.
One thing we know for sure is he's always hated Philly Flipper. And will continue.
And he continues. Yeah. He still was talking about how much he hated Philly Flipper in the thing. So that's not good.
It's because Paul will go at him in the comments. I went with it. That's how you win those battles when you have haters. You just agree with everything they say and you be just nice. And then it's hard for them to hate you afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if Caleb, I should ask him how he feels about all this. You know, Josh, ask Caleb. Josh talks to Caleb, and Josh is listening right now. Hi, Josh. Everyone say hi to
Josh. Hey,
Josh. How you doing, buddy? You having a good time packing them orders?
How you doing? How's South Carolina, buddy?
Packing them orders.
Josh, let me guess. I'm just like, no matter when you're listening to this, you are going to be live on Whatnot within 6 hours, previous or after this. That I know for sure.
How much money is Whatnot giving him for this? God, I think he just has to do a shift every day there.
Yeah,
it's like Hot Topic. He has a shift he has to do 40 hours a week.
I didn't, you know,
giant buys. You got to sell it off. That's what I'm worried about this buy. I'm like, man, I'm going to do 10 whatnots just to sell this stuff off.
Which buy? I forgot to list.
So I haven't made the buy yet. No, I haven't put it out yet. I haven't even purchased it. It's just a gentleman's agreement.
Let's just say he found cases of unused lubricants.
That's pretty good.
Unused. Cases of used lube?
Someone selling
it. Yeah, it's unused. Yeah.
I know, but that kind of goes without saying, right?
Yeah. But yeah, it was weird being at the Webster without you two. A lot of people were asking about Kevin, and they were like, does he happen to have like a mic that rubs across his shirt all the time?
Shut up.
He does, and it's very annoying. Just take your shirt off, Kev, then it won't happen.
Shirt off.
Can you hear me
still? Yeah.
At that angle, you'd see all his nipples, but you wouldn't see all his nipples. He has some below the belly button.
He has many, many nipples. So
it's been a while since we did a nipple reference.
I think it's the way I'm sitting. So
we haven't done a dead dog reference all day.
I know.
Yeah, dead dog reference.
So we have a bunch of people that need motivation, Carrie. We're going to do it when you get here.
That's what I thought.
Get ready in anticipation for when Carrie visits.
Are we going to sing to these people again, or is that going to be a paid tier that nobody bought?
Maybe we might.
No, didn't we start that and then nobody bought it? Like we were just...
No, we started the one where you were going to roast people and no one really wanted to be roasted for $100. Right. Maybe it was too expensive. Maybe we overshot.
We overshot the demand.
we're not tech and sports. How can we... Okay, so here's a question. So tech and sports, like his tagline for his Patreon is $1 a day, less than a cup of coffee or something, right? So how do we do the dollar a day
thing? Here's the key to tech and sports with the dollar a day thing. He is doing what we call in the business providing value. Do not provide any value.
I went to the talkies the other day. True. We were in there.
We did.
Nobody wanted to talk. I'm sitting in there listening to you two yap like I am on this podcast. I'm like,
had to keep that in. Everybody else was just being like shy. What are we supposed to do?
Yeah. I've decided that most of the people in Discord have converted from Patreons to Hatreons. They just all hate us, and they just want us to fail. And that's why they didn't come to the talkies. You know, we had a talkies. We wanted to talk to them, and they didn't come. The viewers didn't come.
Yeah,
it was literally just me, Kevin, and Carrie, and a few other people, and everyone else didn't even show up.
There's like 9 people in there. Yeah. Rod was
and
in
those,
there.
They're the real people. They're the real people.
Death Pile
was
in there.
The real OGs, as it
was. This is the first time. I didn't know what talkies. I never did it, but it was cool.
Carrie, well, talkies, you remember back in the day when they started putting sound on moving pictures? Remember that?
Yeah,
Kevin?
He was around for that, the talkies. Carrie, you know who we met at the flea market today, though? You're going to love this.
You met the daddy lady.
We met Stacy.
So who is it? I didn't recognize that person. I don't.
So
who
she's
that
deal me in, D deal me in on whatnot, and
she's
she
a legend.
Like the best whatnot auctions ever, and she'll hold up items. She'd be like, "Okay, let's sell these little daddies here."
Everything's a daddy. It's awesome.
Yeah, everything's a daddy. And so I saw her. I was like, "Oh, you shopping for some flea market daddies?"
she has such a good vibe.
And she was live on whatnot at the Webster, which is a great idea. I did that when you were in town for a little bit, but now she's been doing that like every Monday. She goes out there and she just goes live from the Webster. So and she's got a huge following now because of it, because people just want to be like a part of it.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool. Well, Tekken's wearing a phone on his chest, by the way, instead of a GoPro.
Do you remember what I said?
He's got plenty of money for a GoPro, doesn't he? Or
I think
maybe
he owns a GoPro. He owns a GoPro. But Paul did tell me
to edit.
Paul did tell me that, like, as we're leaving, he texted Paul and he's like, "Who are those guys you were with?"
Oh, really?
Me and Rod, yeah.
So he probably could tag you
on the Instagram post you did.
Yeah, your mic just unplugged, Carrie. But yeah, I mean, so. Yeah, we just lost you for a second. Maybe
Siri just went on my computer for no reason. You ever have that happen where Siri thinks you're talking to it and you're not?
I thought it was crazy that Carrie called it Siri, but now when I say it, it literally responds. Like, it believes that that's its name, but it was always Siri, I thought. But
do
for
I call
some
it,
reason,
it's Siri. Yeah, you're
you
right.
Say
it's Siri.
But you say
well,
Siri,
I am
and it
sorry.
Works.
I have a different accent than you, okay? Yeah. I'm from the West Coast. So is Kevin. He fakes it. His country stuff. You should hear him talk normal.
Kev, how did Reagan do at her competition?
She did okay. She's still struggling with an injury, so a couple of the events are really tough on her. But she's been dealing with a bum shoulder for a while. So.
Okay.
But how about
and a bum father?
Yeah, man. That's true. I didn't even go to this because I was watching Turner when I got
too busy.
Goes,
wait, where was it?
By myself, Virginia Beach.
Okay,
too busy pretending to play catch with Turner.
Anna's was at Disney, and it was crazy because like there was a bunch of teams from Apex, North Carolina, Fayetteville, North Carolina, and I was like, wow, it'd be cool if Kevin had this event, but
yeah, definitely. Because
there was even people from Pennsylvania there. Like it was.
I think the farthest we've gone is Charleston.
And well, yeah, no, it was good. It was Anna's best event. She got first, so that's her first time this year. Last year she got it a bunch of times, but she moved up, and so she's been struggling in the higher level. But you know, she's still pretty new to it. But it was good. It was good. Fun. It was just expensive, dude. You know how much it was per person, Kev? $40
to get in.
Just attend, yeah.
Wow, just attend.
It was at Disney, like
it was at Disney in ESPN Sports. Yeah, that's why it was so much.
Okay.
But here's how you save money: you don't actually enter Disney; you just go around on the tram outside.
That's true. You don't spend any money. Life hack. But they do have like Mickey Mouse there taking pictures and stuff. Like that's, I guess, why you're paying extra so you can get your picture taken with Mickey. But it was not.
If you just wait to go outside later, you can catch him when he's on a smoke break, and then.
But next year. Or not next year. Next week, there's another meet over in Tampa, in the Tampa Bay, the Rays, their stadium?
The Rays? Tropicana Field.
Yeah, it's in Tropicana. It's literally in there. And that's right, kind of on the way home, is the Browns flea market. And so me and my whole family, guys, if you know you wanted to see
family
us.
Family guy.
We're going to be at the Browns next Sunday, me and my wife and my kids, and that'll be really fun. Because there's like a whole strawberry patch, and there's like
oh, it's going to cost you so much money. I can see Callie in there just like, will you buy me this? Will you buy me this? Will you buy me this? Will you buy me this?
I need to like just give her like $40 and be like,
just like that's all you
this
get.
This is it. Just whatever you get, nothing else. Well, that's why I kind of like the idea of taking her to the Browns, because if she spends all her money, Tina can take her over to the slides. And just the strawberry patch and all that. She can go picking strawberries. And then,
you know,
I can just keep picking for a couple more hours. So we'll see how it goes.
It must be nice to have picking weather, man. It is still brutal. Just brutal
up here.
It was
chilly and rainy this morning. I mean, it was only like 60, so.
I love the cold weather in the South, like in Vegas, because it's like so nice. Like I'm wearing shorts. Everybody else is bundled up in a parka here in Vegas. And I'm like, this is nice, guys. You don't understand what you got.
So, Wiesel, what was the most expensive card you bought?
I mean, I didn't buy anything too crazy, like $50 or so.
So, what, $1,600? You buy packs or something?
No, I just bought a lot. I bought, you know, probably 300-400 cards. But I mean, I bought a lot that were like 10, 20, 25.
So, what do you think? What do you think you're going to get? Your 3X, 4X, 2X?
I mean, that's a good question. I don't really ever think about profit when I buy.
That's fair. Not cards, at least.
No, I should probably like 2.5-3 times, I would hope.
3 times, okay. And what were you going to say, Kev? I kind of...
I actually should do a lot more, but it just takes a long time to, like, I mean, I'm buying some cards for $2 that'll go for a lot more, but it could take 6 months, so it's kind of hard to quantify. And some of the stuff I'll have on eBay for 2 or 3 months, and I'll decide how it's going to be run through whatnot, so I may, you know, I could break even or make a small... I should do well, though. And I got a ton of content, which is helpful, too.
You should have seen the face. Oh, Kevin, do your thing. I'll write this down.
That's all right. I don't care. Nancy's Notions says, love Mel. This was a fun episode. I think I may have even learned something. Next week, I'm going to need complete
trash. We want to apologize, by the way, for that. Yeah. We want to apologize. If anybody learned anything last week.
Yeah, we're really sorry.
That's not
$1 a day, guys. $1 a day.
We do want that $1 a day. Do we have a Patreon level for that?
To make your dream come true, to make $85,000
a need your
month
money for that to
in Patreon, you need to get Mel down here in one of these squares, buy her out. We need to figure out what tech's paying.
Whatever tech
pay her more,
and then she can run it, and then you can retire.
I think I think we've like conditioned our viewers to the point that like we're just totally out for the money. That we could probably just put this thing behind a paywall at this point. You know, we'd probably get at least 40 people.
I'm not
which would break
you
even on the ad revenue.
I wonder how bad it would be if we did
something. Let's see. Okay, 40 people at 30 a month, we'd make more, twice as much as we make in ad revenue right now. Just saying. We only need 40 people to sign up for the show. Kevin's like, wait.
No, I ain't doing paywall.
$30 times 40 people.
Kevin wants the adulation.
You want Kevin's exactly.
Kevin's love language is being noticed in public. That's Kevin's love language. He likes.
I don't want to do a show talking to 40 people.
dude, you get okay, so you get 100 people, Kev, 3,000 a month. Boom.
3,000 a month. We split that three ways. That means you 1,000. Get 2,900 and we and each get 50 that we have to pay back to you because of, I don't know, the fees
interest,
or whatever.
Interest.
The interest.
Compounding interest or something.
That's what you keep talking about. I don't know what it is, but it sounds important so you can have the money.
It helps you with the money.
Growth. It yeah. limits growth.
Yeah.
Dude, okay, let's keep doing this. Open yourself up to all this. This is a good, listen, this is a good thought experiment. We get 1,500, right? We get 1,000 people. That's 30 grand a month. We're retired, yes. bros.
Dude, we get 30,000 people. That's 10,000 a month, right? Woo. Am I doing
well, we
this
don't
right?
do that. We don't have that many people watch. But see, the problem is like all 6,000 viewers are reluctantly viewing.
No, if every one of our viewers gave us a dollar,
yeah,
then we would have
all those
$40 to $60 a piece.
Yeah, plus you're not counting more. All those people that are over there on listening on podcast form.
Yeah,
you know?
Listening on.
Oh yeah,
Spotify.
Those 2,000. So you listening take those 2,000. They also pay.
What's
it.
The weirdest? What's the weirdest podcast site we're on? Are we on like some 8, weird
8,000
like...
people at 30 a month? So we're basically going to quadruple Tekken's performance just because we're so great, and we're going to get $240,000 a month
just to listen to the podcast. No information.
If the
just
people want to me to point at stuff content. And tell them what I think it's worth, I can do that. I can
dude,
do
you
that.
Should have seen what I was gonna say is you should have seen his face when he looked at my cart. Like he's like, "How'd you do?" And he looked at my cart, and there's like this crappy plush, and he was like so disgusted. He was like, "This dude is a horrible reseller." You could just instantly see the distaste for what I had bought. He was like, "Ugh."
And all yeah. he bought, what he bought hats. He bought anything?
Oh, he
just
bought
hats.
Just hats, man. Hats.
I was told that hats don't sell anymore, Dave.
Dude, Josh got nobody a hat wears from them. Anthony from Relics in the Attic that sold for $100 on his whatnot, and the guy who
dollars?
Bought the whatnot said he got a steal. Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, got a steal. And everyone was saying, yeah, it's like a $300
stole
hat.
It?
It was Celtics, maybe? Some sort of vintage Celtics thing. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember.
Ask
what Rod.
Sport?
Rod
what sport
walking.
Is Celtics? Do you know what sport
hockey.
It is?
It's hockey. Tonsil yes. hockey. Yeah. Kevin does that with the dogs before. Mm.
Oh, there's one here.
Levels.
Gulf Coast Sunset. Number 4, he kills dogs. I laugh so ridiculously.
I love that that's
number
the thing.
4. I don't
even
remember
it.
What first 3 were.
Swinging Mel is so 2023, guys.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin is no longer swinging. He's moved way past that.
Hey, Mel left
he's
a
transcended.
Comment.
What did Mel say?
Mel said, "Thank you so much for having me, guys. I had a lot of fun. Loved hanging out with you in America."
America. Did she put the R at the end?
No, but that's how she says it. So.
Yeah. America.
America. America. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember when you bought the pizza and they were both her and Matt were so impressed?
Yeah, Kevin
Australia.
Bought this pizza with like huge American
one slice was the size the size of like 3 Australian pizzas if they
yes,
have them.
And I paid for the pizza and I was ridiculed by Dave because it wasn't the steakhouse
both,
I promised him.
Well,
they
you
were
did
both
promise
upset
me,
they didn't have kangaroo
no,
meat on their
like,
pizzas either. They
he's
were upset
like,
about that.
He's like, "I'm going to treat you to this great steakhouse, Dave. Come on up yes. even though I'm going to not pay attention to you the
don't
whole
worry.
Time."
Don't worry, if it's after 7 you can
steak.
Stop by the house. 7
at least you'll get
before that don't dare.
And the steak never happened. But you know what did even though Kevin doesn't always support me and bring me yeah. the love I feel I need, there is yes. some people who do, like Biggs Collectibles over
Biggs
on
Collectibles
Patreon
does, yeah.
and Main Merch on eBay.
Main Merch is always
Jake
showing
Ryder,
us love.
Also known as J-Ride Flips,
J-Ride
CJ
Flips.
Ben's Finds, the original Ben's. Pocket Change podcast.
The original Pocket Change.
The Flipper
The real
Skipper.
Pocket Change podcast.
And thankfully, we got Lady Arbitrage back
Lady
on board.
Arbitrage. We don't Shut have, we don't
back
have
on
that
board.
Budgeted.
Yes,
we don't have yep. that budgeted. We need
she
to
wants
cut
Carrie to make her a song. No Nose yeah. Picker, Brian Sampor Beal, Harry Tornado, Superhero Headquarters, Vintage Sports Flip, Paul'sMerch.com, ABC Matt, Brian Big and Fun, New Jersey Picker, Ray's Heck Retail, Logan Murky, and Paul'sMerch.com. Biscuit Butt. I'm always a little nervous reading these because I might be like, "Oh crap, I forgot I was doing that. I should probably cancel that immediately. That's a lot of money." But you know, it's gone okay so far, so I think we're all right.
So we gotta bury them throughout.
Did
like
my
so
name?
They
oh crap.
Yeah, we have to bury them, like do them one at a time, and just put them in weird spots.
Yeah, like not
so
actually
so that they
mentioned.
Don't realize that they're it's the Patreon.
But guys, out. Listen, our Patreon money's down, so if some of you could head over there and
listen, guys,
it would
let's
really
focus
help
on
us.
What matters here. We're not making
you,
enough.
Listen, I want you to understand that January is rough. For YouTubers, okay. Our revenue is way down. My funds
it's
are going down.
To pick back up.
Guys,
finally.
I quit my job, and if you ask Tommy Bernard, I'm struggling. Please, please
I had
subscribe
to
our
my loot. I had to cancel my Loot Crate subscription, guys.
I'm going to tell you, I have allowed you to become a member on my Picker channel. You can be a member on my Flipper channel. Just member all of them. Just be a member on all of them. Join the Patreon. We need the money.
It's
me
not
and
your
Carrie
money.
Are struggling.
It's not your money. It's our money, guys.
Kevin is
our
outlandishly money. Rich. Don't worry about him. He said we could have the Patreon money. So please come over to the Patreon.
He said after his surcharges, which I don't know who surcharge is, but he's going to be taking a lot of money.
Carrie didn't know the Prince Albert in a can thing, Kevin. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. I know what a Prince Albert is, but I don't know why it's in a can.
Kevin has the Prince Albert, and he puts it in a can sometimes.
Is that the pictures he's been sending in group chat? Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, so
wait a minute.
Deborah.
Go ahead. No, that's all right.
Deborah asked the question. She said, which is better? A, beaches. B, peaches. C, pineapples. Welcome back, Kevin. We love you. I don't know what that means, but
which is better? You have to answer.
I would say peaches or pineapples. I'm saying peaches. Millions of them. For free.
Peaches.
All right. What did you want to say, Kevin? You
I love
a comment.
Good so, reference, Kevin. Good
I was
reference.
Just. I was. You said something about Jay Ride. It reminded me of something in Thrift Shifter 2, where a lot of people are impersonating on TikTok now. And so I went on there and looked after you said that because I heard it from you first.
Oh, yeah. Homeschooling Picker 68.
I also.
Cincinnati
heard
Picker
it from,
27. Yeah, all these people.
All of them. And so I went on look, and I have like 6 imitation accounts for me.
Yep.
I wonder if there's a back
and
out
so one
coin
of them got 1.1 million views on a long form video.
I know.
Dude, this dude made some bank
off. They probably
off
made
me.
Like $4,000 off you. Yeah.
I mean, they're making bank of $4,000. No, ain't no
44.
Well, are they monetized? That's a whole other thing. They have to have a certain amount of subs to be monetized.
That's true. Maybe not. Maybe they're not.
Because Kevin's stuff, especially on TikTok, like you'll watch
it's just
it,
straight up my
sub.
Stuff. That's straight up my video, period. That's all there is to it, is my video. I'm like, holy moly, man.
And what can
that
you do, happens. Though? Like, you have to, like, fill out this big
I
long
recorded
form
them,
and stuff. Yeah,
and nothing
annoying.
Happened. They're still there. You got to go fill out a form. I don't know. Whatever. It's ridiculous. But they're getting more views than my channel was getting on that one. I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. What are you going to do? But man, there's a lot of people who make, I mean, I don't make that much on TikTok, but there's a lot of people who do. I can imagine that would be...
What? That, well, no, I saw some guy, he did a TikTok and it said he made, it was like, I think he got 12 million views on a long form and it said he was going to make $13,000 that month, which
what?
Is pretty wild. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There's real money in TikTok. If you
like, there's
it
a lot of times like,
it.
Sometimes like just a regular TikTok of mine will make more than a long form YouTube video. So it makes me feel like I need to spend more time doing more TikToks. But that's the problem. You do more, then you get less out of them. It's constant.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to make good
do
stuff.
Do good
when
ones.
You can.
Yeah, do good ones. Because
well,
I put
yeah,
out
that's
good
what
ones.
I've been,
and
that's
they
what
do
I've been
good.
Telling you, Kevin, but
I put
you're
out
not
bad
listening.
Ones, and they do bad. It's amazing. Neon Penguin says, Kevin doesn't show up. That's the last podcast. Probably getting a shot after visiting the villages.
Yeah, well, that's because he's implying, Kevin, that you had illicit intercourse with many elderly people. I don't know if you understood. Mike, the Death Pile Picker, says I need to be more clear about my accusations. So I just wanted to make sure that was, you know, right on the nose. By the way, Brandon's coming in with a auction on Dibdit, guys. Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Brandon called me today. Yeah, and he's like, dude, I feel like I'm probably going to sell this stuff for nothing, but I don't care. Because I just want it gone. So there, that's a pretty good advertisement.
Somebody else is going to piggyback.
If you have stuff you don't want that's not worth anything, sell it live on Dibdit.
Well, he's got a bunch of wrestling figures, and I said, dude, just lot them up in lots of 10 and start it at $10, and then worst case scenario, you get $1 a piece. You know, that's not that bad.
Well, worst case scenario is you don't sell them, if we're being honest.
Well, yeah, that's true. And that might indeed be the case. We'll see. Kevin, when are you going to
we'll
do another auction?
I saw. I'm going to do. I've got it all ready to go, consoles and all. But I think I'm going to wait till we come back from the March trip down Peaches to Beaches. I think we're going to wait because it's a lot. Like I could do like 4 hours of straight consoles. And that's
how did
what
your
I
console
do.
Sale go? You sold
really
a bunch
well.
Of
I was happy with them. I was really happy with them. I mean, some went significantly undervalued, and some went, you know, where it'd be tough to make money on them for somebody who bought it. So it was a bit of a mixed bag. But, I mean, I was happy with it because I need to get rid of them, and I got so many more of them. So I was really happy with it. It's hard to ship it.
I would have been there supporting you in that auction, but I was too busy spending 6 hours so I could have 16 seconds of Gary B's time.
Yeah, tell us about that. How did that go?
So, well, it was Super Bowl. If you watched any of Gary Vee's content during the Super Bowl week, man, he was going from show to show to show. Mm-hmm. So I went there, and he knew who I was, I guess. That's what he said. But, like, he didn't have any time. So so to like I couldn't really talk to him or
so like did content. He was there like any recognition when you were there like where he
so
was
at first
like...
he just said like he shook my hand he's like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because I had a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles shirt on of course okay. I'm a grown adult man so I'm like oh, I don't know if he knows who I am so when he was walking out I got a picture I'm like just so you know like I'm American Arbitrage cards so he knew who I was because he doesn't care about my real channel. He's all like, I think it took him half a second. He's like, "Oh yeah, good to finally meet you." Maybe he's just being nice.
Did you ask him about like the empty promises and the fact that he
it was
let
hard
you down?
As he was literally being ran off with his security to get to the like some show he was doing like a live with another Barstool Sports. If you guys follow sports stuff,
oh my gosh, the pizza! I love the pizza reviews. I've been getting recommended those. They're so freaking funny.
So yeah, he went straight. He was like on five different shows that morning, and then he went. This guy's making an annoying microphone noises. Oh,
what? I didn't say that.
Dude.
I didn't say that. What are you talking about? There's nothing there.
Gosh. Can he, somebody set up? Did somebody, I thought somebody set up his area so that he could do this professionally.
I need to go back to his house. And now that he's like out in the shed, I need to like get him a full on setup. Are you streaming to a phone still? Like, or your computer can't handle it?
It's my phone. Listen.
What's the deal with Starlink? No, like seriously, if you had Starlink,
I have three different internets here, dude. I'm like,
From a laptop. You need to stream from a laptop.
I haven't tried, but listen, we did it. If you remember, we had one show when we did it. We did it from the MacBook that you made me buy, which you should probably buy back off of me. But we can get that set up. I'll get the microphone. Remember. The reason we stopped doing it was because the mic wouldn't work in there, and you just had no patience to work through it with me. So you said,
"Forget
it." Well,
you only let me in your house for like 3 minutes, and then you kicked me out. You said,
"No, you weren't here.
You gotta leave."
You weren't here.
Well, it's very hard to do remotely. So I'm gonna be there in May. I'm gonna be there in May, and I'll come fix it for you.
We're gonna do a knickknacks in May, dude. Did you see Tim went on knickknacks and killed it? Yeah, he had like 60 people in there on Nick selling glass.
He had
glass.
60 people. Was he making good money?
Yeah, he did all right. Yeah. I was like, dang, some of those things were going for real good money.
Did he run a Murano crack pipe for us?
I should have commented in there. But he's going to do a glass show with me in there on May, and I'm gonna have to bring it. We'll have to like.
You know the worst thing about selling
pipe?
Glass is like the act of selling it.
I've been selling it, dude.
And then talking about it because like glass is. Kind of cool, but like it seems like such a hassle.
Sold an ashtray for $68 the other day.
Wow! Can we talk taxes? Let's talk taxes for a minute, guys.
Wait a minute. We haven't even said anything about what we're selling or selling anything. We talked about sourcing.
We did that. All right, let's talk about taxes. I want
to talk
about taxes because like I have spent my whole week trying to get ready to send my tax stuff to my accountant guy,
and I have no
freaking 1099s, and so I start looking into the 1099 thing. Whatnot will only send you a 1099. What did they tell me? They told me you have to have like over 200 withdrawals plus 20,000 in sales. Isn't the IRS thing just one or the other, not both? It's either 20,000 sales or 200.
Yeah,
aren't they just relying? But aren't they relying on PayPal? Aren't they just relying? Because they're sending it to your PayPal.
Well, so not everyone. I use Stripe, and Stripe also doesn't send you a 1099. Yeah. So I literally just get no 1099 from
Whatnot.
Yeah,
it goes to my bank account. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dave, I've told you this, and this is for all you folks out there in that in-between stage. If you are an S-Corp and get an LLC and an S-Corp, now it's not for everybody. You don't have to worry about 1099s. You have to do all the accounting separately, and you don't have to worry about it.
And some guy was
except for personal taxes.
I really wish I had the capability of listening to people and not being a self-centered narcissist, but this guy was telling me a friend of mine, that you have to set up the right way to do it is have multiple S-Corps, and one is an admin S-Corp. And he said you have to, like, move your cash around so you don't have taxability at the end of the year on your cash. Is that a thing?
Liability. Tax
liability. He said you get taxed on cash on hand as a business. I don't understand that. But do you know anything about that? Is that
well, I will say this, that once you get to a certain level and if you start doing different things,
he's like
you
a multi-millionaire.
Multiple LLCs and multiple S-Corps. I will say that.
Yeah, when you have that kind of money, you hire people to handle all that for you.
The millionaire was Kevin.
Kevin's like, I have a bank in Cuba.
Oh, my God.
Offshore banking. Offshore. Sweden. Switzerland.
Where I put all my money.
Jason Bourne. Jason Bourne, are you at least a net worth millionaire?
You're a millionaire. No. Come on.
You're not a net worth millionaire yet with the amount you make on YouTube.
Your cabins are like...
Bro, my mom is a millionaire.
Yeah, that's my point. I just wanted to show everybody out there. Dude, Dave, what do you think? I made 40 grand a year for... I mean, didn't even make that. I started teaching. I made 29, dude.
I'm not a net worth millionaire either. What am I? Well, let me see. What is my net worth, guys? Here, you know, you don't even have to Google.
Can we Google Kevin's net worth?
They're not going to come up with whatever they think I make on YouTube.
It's 100% real because they check everything.
This is a waste of time.
Okay, so Kevin, according
to this video,
according to StarStat.com, Commonwealth Picker's net worth is $86,000.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that.
That's cash on hand. That's cash in savings right there, one of his accounts.
Let's see. Do they have American arbitrage? No. Arbitrage net worth.
I have what they call a negative net worth.
They have it. They have it. Your net worth, Carrie, is $13,000.
They're very liberal, and I appreciate
They're very high. Very high.
That is wonderful to know. I am going to cash some of that out.
Wait, I
want to
see mine.
Yeah, I was going to say, we got a good day. By the way, nobody's copying your TikTok. It's way better than mine. What's up with that?
No, they copy mine too. I'm just proud
I'm on there. I didn't even know I was on there.
Do they have an AI kitchen net worth? Let's say.
AI kitchen net worth. Come on, that's millions.
It doesn't even exist.
See, that's the thing is they won't bring all that together.
I've always called it ick. Ickitchen. Is that? I thought that's how you pronounce
it. No, they don't have AI kitchen. It's not a thing. Yeah.
About the ride one, like Rides with Dave's or whatever?
If you did Commonwealth Flipper, would they come up with a number?
It says my net worth is 20,000. So
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, well done.
That's about right.
Yeah. What about Garage Sale Nation?
Whatever, dude.
What do you mean, whatever?
That's your net worth?
20,000 according to
StarStat.com. It's not about money anyway, guys. It's not about money. It's about, like, what moon phase we're in. That's what I care about. Right now we're in a Libra or something. It's a quarter moon.
Yeah. I'll do the math. I'm going to do the math. What is the net worth? It's the value of your car, too, right?
I got crystals.
Value of all your assets. I don't really know that. Assets, minus your debts is your net worth.
Mine's at least $375.
What's a used microphone go for? That's an asset.
Oh, no, but
mine.
Then
that's
I've
like
got my 401k.
Bucks.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah. $375. We just told
I got a Honeywell phone number there. That's another 20.
538 is my net worth.
No.
Yeah, because I got a 401k, too, with like 160 in it. I'm rich, bro.
Dude, wait a minute. 401k? You can have
something.
Those?
Have you subtracted the Well, all right. Well, you're throwing out numbers, I want to get.
I did the equity of my house. The equity of my house. Okay. It's like 200K.
The equity in your house is 200K right now?
Yeah. What's
that quickly?
Well, I paid a big down payment. I paid a big down payment.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So
I sold my house at the top of the market. So I made a big profit on my house. I bought my house, my North Carolina house in Fort Collins.
I got you. Okay. So there you go. There's proof right there. $500,000 net worth. Dave has more money than me.
Dave,
that net worth is not liquid funds, Kevin. I can't touch it.
No, liquidate it. Live on the streets. Cash out.
All right.
It's all tied up in retirement and equity in a house. So,
if we're talking about net worth, guys,
everyone put your net worth in the comments down below.
Look, we could add another $2 because I got a Tim Couch.
And your social security number.
Tim
Couch. Social security number.
That's $2.
Your bank PIN.
Got a Keith Van Horn. I paid $1. It's worth $1, so that's $3. I got a Greg Ostertag rookie. That's $4 right there, offhand. That's just to the side of me.
Wow.
That's how they came up with Carrie's net worth. They went through his
box. Well, it's really actually simple math. How many cards do you have? 4,000. Okay, 4,000 times $1. 4,000 is the net worth.
I got like 7,000 listings right now. Home skillet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't add in my inventory value. My container. Hey, container, I could sell that. That also could have value. So, yeah.
You could. I mean, you could sell a lot of things.
See, Kevin's got like 600,000 in sheds. He's not calculating the shed value. You know what?
Dude, he's got
30 grand.
He's got at least 10 grand in horrible decor in that cabin.
I wouldn't say
right
a
there.
Shed. No. Is a shed really depreciating?
Yeah.
I mean,
this tax lingo. Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it.
I take that every year off of mine. The depreciating value of the sheds goes on my taxes. It's good. It goes off of my taxes.
Anyways, the reason I want to talk about taxes is the lack of 1099s. I just like, do I just, I don't need them? I mean, I don't have an S Corp yet.
If Whatnot isn't going to send your 1099 to the IRS, it's not going to make a difference. If that's what their rule is, then you don't need it. But you need the information.
Well, oh, you're gonna. I love that. I didn't even do that. My hands are one.
You're gonna
was
have
on
to go through and count it all up, my friend.
Okay, what about the? Yeah, well, no, I mean, Jenna and team are doing that. They're doing the whole accounting.
Right. Thing. That's my whole point. Is
yeah. So it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. Okay. I mean, if all the numbers that are feeding into this thing are all correct, then
so
the 1099 just reflects it.
Like. Are they not that important? Like, if you just didn't...
No, the 1099s are important because if you're going... You know, I obviously have an S-Corp and have the LLC and everything, but let's just say I didn't because I didn't forever. That information gets sent off to the IRS. So basically, that's the value that you show you're making. If you take no deductions, if you have no cost of goods, and if you're not keeping track of all of the stuff that are your expenses, then you're expected to pay off of that 1099 without subtracting... Mm.
Wait,
all
what's
stuff.
Wait. What's a deduction?
Well, I don't know.
I'm messing
I think,
with
you. I don't know. No, you know what? Actually, I'm just thinking, like, all of you who are currently commenting about how behind Dave is on his 401k, I know. I didn't start
how
until I was, like, 32.
Are? Dave, you're fine.
If
you're
you
fine.
Look at the,
dude,
like,
no, you're
where you're supposed to be at almost dude. 40, I'm very low.
Oh, Dave, I don't even have one.
I'm very well.
I might have, trust me.
Yeah. So what are you talking about? You're behind. You have money put away.
Technically, if you're supposed to be higher than where I'm at my age.
Listen,
if you look it up.
All of the, and this is just, don't get mad at me, accountants and all the financial people out there. The expectations for people to retire by all the people that feed into
none of
the
us
system
are retired.
About it. Well, yeah, we are. So, but the expectations Kevin's of people close. Who are accountants and stuff like that, and then they want to give you advice. They want you to keep investing. That's how they make money. So they're like, yes, you've got to get to this level. So there's a bias built into people giving that advice.
True.
Where, I mean, look at my parents. They're retired. They ain't got nowhere near the money you got, and they're retired. So it's not like you can't retire. It's just like, if you're going to retire and expect all this and this and this and this, the expectations.
If you want to live like a fancy
exactly.
lifestyle, yeah.
So it's blown out of proportion. I wouldn't take too much stock in it. No pun intended.
Well, anyways, now what we've talked a lot about taxes. My reseller genie, code
Will you please come back? Whoever turned off the podcast, can you come back now? We're done.
ADH Dave is the code you want to use, guys. And that will help you do your taxes, maybe. I don't know. But no, I mean, I've noticed something interesting about taxes. Like when I didn't have my own business, I was like in a rush to submit them tax forms, like because I was getting that big fat refund check.
Now
that
you're
I have
like,
my own
I don't
business,
do
I'm
it.
Like, hey, can we do an extension, maybe? Like, a little extension?
That's funny. I haven't done anything for it. I don't have to do much, though, I got to tell you. My personal stuff is what I got to gather, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm supposed to do stuff. I just don't really, like, Tina is my rock when it comes to that sort of thing.
Oh, I wish
she
that was the case.
For me, yeah.
Mm-mm, not here.
Really?
Not here. Shoot.
That kind of surprises me.
Really? Maybe I should let you into my house before 6. You might see it.
Oh, really? So is there like some sort of just... what are you saying about your wife, Kevin? She's not a good accountant?
She's not doing paperwork. Are you kidding me? Shoot. I hate to do it, but somebody's going to do it.
Well,
for sure.
You could get Reagan to do it.
Yeah.
She probably would do a better job.
Maybe.
Carrie,
maybe
who handles that thing in your household? Is that Dawn or you?
Neither. Well,
we both do our own. So yeah.
Oh yeah,
both,
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Can
I keep
but historically,
you're not married.
We both do our own, but also like when we had our actual business, I was the one that handled most of it because just it was easier. But now that we both have a lot of separate stuff, including like where we sell and
thank you for moving. My hair.
Yeah, so we both handle our own. We've had. She uses the guy that I've used.
Dude, I don't
I've
think
used the same guy
I'm
for
telling
like 13
you,
years. So.
Okay, Kevin wants to talk about sales. Kevin wants to talk about
Kevin
sales.
Kevin wants
Carrie.
To brag about something he sold.
I don't
want to
brag
Kev.
About sales. I just was
an
making
sale,
the point. I was just well, making the point that we don't talk about selling.
Sell?
This is
well,
a reselling podcast. Well,
I have,
at least Carrie sold stuff.
I have 26 pending orders right now.
Okay, so
26.
You were saying, that's what I was trying to get at, is you're saying
like
last time I talked to you, like nothing is selling on eBay, but now apparently everything's selling. So
I sold, I'd say, oh, let me see, what are my best sales? $120 point-and-shoot camera and a $90 point-and-shoot camera. sold this weekend, and a milkshake maker. All of those, the milkshake maker was 100. So all those are probably my best three from the weekend. What do you got, Kev?
I'm going to go back a little bit because I've been recording ahead just a shade, so I don't want to give away.
I'll do it. I sold to one person two Shredder 1989 Topps cards for $3 free shipping total.
You say $3 free shipping?
Free shipping?
Free shipping. Well, I'm not going to charge him to ship two Turtles cards. It was Shredder, gosh sakes.
Yeah.
I sold a $110 Michael Harris autograph yesterday.
You said 110? That's good.
110.
Was it authenticated?
Yes, it was authenticated.
Okay.
So your sales have rebounded. Is that what you're telling me, Dave?
No, not really. I mean, that was from Friday morning to
now.
Oh,
I did sell. Do you remember that bag of toys?
That's all right. Yeah.
The guy that dumped all the toys that second time we went.
I talked to him today.
Yeah, I got the bag with the Mortal Kombat people, remember? The gentleman.
Yes. Yeah, you
sold
one of the good ones?
I sold the Sub-Zero. I've sold the green one sold for like 20, 30, or 40. I forgot. But I sold the Sub-Zero, so the blue one, and the Scorpion, the yellow one, for $37. I think that was yesterday, too, or the day before. Plus, like, a lot shipping. $12 shipping. That's more than it cost to ship. So
wow, ripping people off.
I didn't mean to.
Dude, he told me his channel name. I wanted to shout him out right now. Well, what I will remember to shout out is Rebel Resale. Mm-hmm. Created a picking channel.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So if you guys like her, which
I thought
should,
she did picking
awesome.
On that channel, she just separated it.
Well, she separated at this point. Rebel, what's okay. it called? Rebel Resell Picker, something mm-hmm. like that. Let me look. The Rebel Pickers. So she needs like 60 more subs to get to 1,000. So hopefully go. We can get her there.
She's got a big enough channel. She got almost there herself. Yeah, she's able to get there. It took me, didn't take me too long to get that. And once you have that, that's the thing I think a lot of people make a mistake on, just for you YouTubers out there, is don't divide things up, even if it's logical to divide them up, until you've built an audience on one, because then you can move those hardcore people over to what you've divided it to, and it'll be monetized way quicker than trying to divide it.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
I can't remember what his name was, dang it. Ah, well. I did a bad job of promoting him, but he was a super nice guy again today. He's very nice.
He deserved better. Yeah,
he did deserve better. I failed. I'm sorry, guy at the flea market. Yes, sir.
I put that in the video, and you said, you got one of them thingies?
Yeah.
And the little black lights? Oh, I got a bigger thingy. Look at that.
Turn the light on so we turn the light off so we can kind of get an analysis of your cabin there.
Running for the king. Running for the king. That's going to be a lot of things. Running from the king.
It would be dangerous. Said,
the thing is, Carrie, blanket. That dog blood shows up just like human blood. So,
oh, I wasn't thinking of blood, squared. But that's okay. That's okay. The granny's
clean. Yeah. We're clean. That granny was good.
Running for the king said, what item out of your normal wheelhouse will you be looking for at yard sales this year? I never stopped yard sailing, first of all. But yeah, Kevin, you're the one.
Wheelhouse. Ooh, I don't know. Maybe glass. It might be glass.
New.
I've been selling glass. Okay. Been cool. I sold some uranium glass candlesticks I picked with Jimmy. Old school flips them for $105.
I don't think
bucks.
You actually went picking with him. There's no footage to prove it.
Yeah,
there is. Yes, there is. He was
we
with
found
him.
It?
I thought I lost the footage with Jimmy, but we found it and we put it out. It was good stuff.
Okay.
It was good stuff.
Yeah, convenient. And after Jimmy paid him a modest fee, he
exactly.
put the footage out.
Modest.
Jimmy, I found the footage, and for $300, I will release it. And Carrie, what about you? Anything new you're going to try this year?
I think I'm going to narrow it down more to just cards only.
Okay. We've tried this. It didn't go well.
No,
but
it's
okay.
not going to go well.
Outside. Well, first of all, you have to have a wheelhouse first, right? So outside of your wheelhouse.
I'm trying to think what would be something I would like to get more into. I have no desire for anything in particular, so we'll see. Maybe I'll get into coins. Coins sounds interesting.
Yeah, you might back out, though. That's
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so
I don't know. Like,
I had a good – down at Webster. I can't think of the name all of a sudden. Webster. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
I had a buy that nobody like batted an eye at. That was my best buy down there. I bought Nike Dry Fit, a box full of Nike Dry Fit t-shirts. And there's like 100 of them. And I've been selling them for $20 pop plus shipping. And they've been selling like crazy.
Wow. I think I'm going to try to get into large ceramic signs and porcelain signs.
Yes.
Any glass, breakable, unshippable. That's kind of my goal, is to focus on that sort of thing. No, I don't know. I don't have anything. I'd like to buy less plush. I would like to buy less plush. Now, a funny thing happened. I went to the Webster a couple weeks back. I think Carrie with you, and you remember the guy you bought like his remnant cards? Like he opened packs and then he would just sell the ones he didn't like. So that fella had a plush Everest. Everest is a Paw Patrol, and it was a Build-A-Bear. And so I edit the footage, and I'm like, so when you were there, I picked that up. I liked it. He said $10. I was like, oh, I should probably get that. I put it down, but then I was like, oh, I got to get Carrie over here because he's got all these cards. So I start like calling your phone, and I'm like summoning you and all this other stuff. And I totally, like, you started looking at the cards. We're chatting with the guy who was a viewer. And I was like, yeah. And then me and, like, Rod or something, we're like, all right, let's just keep going. Right? Because we just got, like, bored, right? And so we just kept going because you were in card world. Totally forgot about the Everest plush that I wanted to buy. Go to
what
Comp
is an Everest plush? I don't know what this is. Is this a brand name or is it a franchise?
It's a dog from Paw Patrol. It's a dog.
Oh, okay. That's the name
Chase.
Of the dog.
Yeah, that's the name. Chase is the blue one. Everest is like gray and purple. Anyway, so I went, you know, I wanted this Build-A-Bear and I didn't know it was like super good, but I thought it might be good or I wanted to at least comp it. But anyways, as I'm editing, I look it up and it's like an $80 to $90 Build-A-Bear, right? $80 to $90. And it was $10.
I
got to
learn
these
Build-A-Bears.
That would have tripled your weekly sales number.
Yeah. And so like I put it in my thing and I like did like the facepalm emoji and like I point to it and I get there. I'm there today and Paul calls me. He's like, Dave, there's this guy here that says you left this Everest plush and he saw in your video that is worth $90 and he wants you to come back to make a deal on it.
No, that's
it wasn't $10 anymore. It wasn't $10. Yeah, he upped it. He
out of principle, I wouldn't have bought it. Honestly.
He's like,
I really wouldn't have.
He's like, it's not $10 anymore. And so, yeah, he upped the price. I still bought it.
You should make
I wanted to complete, Carrie, I wanted to complete the story arc.
So he backed out of the deal. He's back out Build-A-Bear guy.
Yeah,
no, this was a month later. It was a month later. He has a right to
increase his price. But you educated him. So he made the money in the education, which he'll use the next time he finds one.
Yeah, well, and so you've ruined reselling for everybody.
He got it at the bins. He got it at the bins, by the way.
Yeah.
And he upped it to 25. He upped it to 25.
Greed.
I would have looked him dead in the eye and I'd be like, go ahead and sell it for 90 yourself.
Surprise, Paul
didn't
buy it.
Well, and the thing too, when I got home, I enlisted it. It was really more worth like 70, not 90, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to take a best offer for 30.
But I went to it, but 70 is still great for Build-A-Bear. But I go to another guy's booth and he's got like this box of toys. Like, oh, Dave, I got you something. And Carrie, this happened with you and me. Like, I saved something for you. And he goes into his container and he pulls out this box of action figures that like, they're all right, but they're not like worth a ton. And he's like, yeah, I've been saving them for you. And I just feel so obligated to buy them. This is like how you get me to buy your crap. Pretend like you saved it just for me.
Yeah,
and then name a ridiculous price. I'm like, all right, yeah, sure. That's like so bad. And like halfway through the day, Rod and Paul were making fun of me. They're like, dude, every buy you buy is from a viewer. That's too much money because you don't want to hurt their feelings. I said, I know.
I hear that, man. So that reminded me of something, Carrie, because you said, you know, you buy it for this and then you sell it and you take the offer and whatever. So I was down there at Webster. The same guy bought those T-shirts from. I bought a Flobee. Josh had already come there.
I bought action figures.
Josh came through there and like cleaned the place out, and I came a little later. But I saw the Flobee sitting there. I sold that for $125 plus shipping, and then all those T-shirts. I'm going to make $1,500 easy on four listings, I think. But there was a Starbucks sign there, and I know Josh had looked at it and didn't get a price or something. I'm like, I'm going to buy that thing, and I'm going to make money on it. I pay way too much for it. I paid $50. I didn't even comp it, but I did sell it. I sold it for $100. So, Carrie, $50.
Kev.
$100 plus shipping.
He's the one with the action figure box today.
Okay.
It's that guy.
Nice guy. Nice
Super
guy.
Nice guy.
I think he uses it, see, because that's what he did. When I walked up, he's like, hey, come on, figure it. Come on in here. I think he uses that.
Yeah.
He got Josh. He got you.
He got me. He got me.
Yeah, these guys will buy right here.
But okay, so Alexander,
so how much
Pickers.
You think you'll make? How much you think you'll make? So I bought it for 50,
box?
Sold it for 100. No, I'm just saying because Carrie would never buy something for 50, sell it for 100. But the way I think, it's an hourly rate, right? So how much you think? If you buy something for 50, you sell it for 100. I made $34 profit.
Mm-hmm.
Took me about 8 minutes to package it up. I'm good with that. Aren't you good with that? I'm happy with that.
As long as it's
fast.
It's like
$100,
$130
an
hour. If it's a year-long turnaround, I'm not happy with that. Very if it's true. Within true. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, then I'm fine with that.
Is it even possible to sell stuff quicker than a year?
Yes, it's possible, but hard, and I don't do it much. Someone did message me, and they said, Dave, the reason your sales suck is because you're no longer top-rated on eBay because of your defect rate. So what do you think? Is that possible affecting
me? Are you not top-rated? Did I miss
something?
No, my
defect rate is too high. I lost it.
Oh, yeah, I think it makes a difference, yeah. I didn't know that. Why did I just not pay attention
I thought we sold all our stuff to followers. Watch my videos? I don't think
you
do.
How would you know?
Have you gone in and appealed any of your defects? You know you can do that.
No, I haven't.
You need to go do that. It makes a difference. Now, it's not the end of the world, but it makes a difference if you're not top rated for sure. I really do think that.
There also was like a bunch of stuff, and I don't know which one got me. I think defect rate got me, but there was also a bunch of late shipments because Mikey was accidentally putting one-day handling, and I didn't notice it. And so I had a bunch of late stuff, too. So I got to go look and see what's the actual cause of the loss of top rated.
And how long it'll take to get out of it. Yeah. But I have sold stuff on Mercari lately. I've been doing good.
Oh, my gosh.
I hear a lot of people saying Mercari's good.
Yeah, Mercari's good.
I'm also not top rated. I'm what they call Bello standard.
Bello standard. Yeah, it's a French word. I'm not sure what it means. Standard. But I think
it means I think I'm slightly above standard is what I interpreted it as.
Bello means above.
Bello means above in eBay. Why am I logged out of Mercari? Oh, that's annoying.
Man.
Okay, so basically we got a couple comments here. Since Kevin missed a week of the podcast, does that mean we're now on wall in number 15?
He had to get rid of the old Wallen for the new Wallen.
Yeah. No. Me and Wallen were buddies.
Speaking of that, I went and saw Bob Marley, the movie, and I have decided...
I hope it was the movie.
I have decided that I do not speak...
Brought a shovel.
I do not speak Rasta, because I only understood about 3% of the words that were said in that film, and I was
In Vegas, we had it with subtitles, which helped quite a bit.
That's the way... Oh, dude, I have sold something on Mercari.
Do you think we're going to have, like, a biopic in, like, 50 years when we're all wherever we are? Do you think we're going to have a biopic and they're just, like, they're going to be the times where Kevin's, like, swinging at us and we're having to dodge and stuff?
They're doing an Amy Winehouse one, Carrie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think we'll have one is what I'm saying.
We should. The movie was not great.
Buffalo Soldier. Wasn't it called Buffalo Soldier? Or was that... No, they did a movie, Buffalo Soldier.
By the way, guys.
It was called Bob the Bob Marley Story.
Spoiler alert, it ends in a sad way. Bob Marley did not have a happy end. So,
I used to use Bob Marley in my class to teach two different aspects of world history. I'd play the songs. It was pretty good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because the kids would come in.
I would like to talk to one of your old students to know if it actually
was
really good.
Hey, I had an old student comment on my video today. He's like, first of all, his name
from the retirement home?
F something or other. I'm like, what in the world?
F Commonwealth Pigger. Kevin ruined my life.
It's like, I was in your class, and he gave a year and whatever, and was very nice. I liked it, so I'm commenting on it, because it was words of affirmation. I loved the comment. It was really, really good. Except for his name was like, F this, and whatever. I'm like, dude, what kind of screen name is this?
You're a wonderful picker, Kevin. I think you're doing a great job, buddy.
Kevin, I really like how you wear an ABC Mad hat with sunglasses.
I like that, how you're like, you're kind of like wearing his hat, but not actually letting people know.
This is my favorite YouTuber hat right here.
Earlier, when we were begging you to join the Patreon, these are the kind of perks you'll get. Kevin wearing your hat if you join.
In an obscure way.
Send me a hat. Yeah. Send Dave money.
He'll cover your logo, but it'll be there.
I've pulled it up three times.
Matt is like singing my praises right now because I finally got him to lift up the sunglasses.
I've lifted it up twice in this podcast already. Just FYI.
Okay, so Alexandria Picker said, we're on a picking trip. We went from New Hampshire to Florida, the Florida Panhandle, technically. Then we're going to Phoenix, Arizona. Then Washington State. Oh my gosh. Then back to New Hampshire. Is there any place you would go to pick in these areas or along the route of these areas to pick? I-10 to Arizona is the route. 2 to 3. No, I don't have anywhere. I don't know the hot spots in Florida to Arizona.
You're going to want to hit the thrift stores along the way. That's what I-10. I did.
Yeah, you came across I-10, didn't you?
I think so.
I-10 to Arizona. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, that's a crazy, crazy long trip.
I like
that
Dallas.
So
I like thrifting in Dallas. They got Texas thrift,
I drove
and it's pretty solid.
From Lynchburg when I was in college, I drove from Lynchburg, Virginia to Yucaipa, California, and did not stop. Only time I got out of the car was drugs.
Am I right?
Cocaine.
No.
Kevin was on cocaine.
I was broke. I was broke. There was nowhere to stay. So it's like you just keep driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you do when you got no money.
ABC Matt did ask a question. He said, are we going to see a reseller all-star game? Who can outsource the other? Kevin versus Kerry versus Don versus Dave. Don will win. So, no. I throw in the towel.
Don. What if I tried, though? What if I tried? Would you guys be worried?
What if Kerry let Don list good stuff on eBay? Like, Don, you can list purses, you can list perfume. Mm-hmm. Like, all of a sudden,
I think Kerry's got Don convinced of this stuff. Right? Why doesn't Don, like, fight back against you?
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't get it.
She could be picking some profitable stuff, Kerry. You just gotta let her loose.
Are you not looking at... I sell a lot of stuff. $2 carts, $3 carts. I'm going to have a lot better stuff now that I went to the thing. It's like, I just enjoy it. It's my happy place. Did you guys see my cards? Did you see this on Instagram?
No. Did you sell the cards? Didn't you get some of the Gary V
cards? No, I did see that. That was cool.
Look at that.
Yeah. Where'd you get those?
I got those at the card show.
The card show. That's his little hang tag thing right there.
I got a gold one, stuff. Too. This is fancy. Look at this.
Kerry, what do you think, that's really cool. And I'm not here to, attack Kerry, but, we've attacked Kevin a lot today. So let me attack Kerry a little. You have probably invested, $200 now in that verified checkmark on Instagram. Do you feel like there's an ROI on that? Is the Gary V thing because of that checkmark?
I get a lot of respect out of it, yeah. I get a lot of respect out of it.
Are you paying for it on Facebook?
I think I am still. I don't know.
So what's that, 20? Is that 30 a month or 20 a month?
That's 30. That's how math works, yeah.
So a dollar a day. You could be in the reseller greatness Patreon.
Dude, I was. I signed us up for the old one when it had the guy who got kicked off eBay.
Yeah, we're paying for it. Yeah, you signed us up for it. That's right.
Kevin, have you bought the verified badges?
No, I'm not buying verified badges. You got to be a person of the people. You can't have a verified badge.
No, but I honest question, is it because you've forgotten to cancel them? Because I noticed it. Or is it because you really do see value? And if so, let us in. What is the value?
There is value in the fact that since there is all those different accounts that have your name, they know which one you are. There is value in that. Mm. That's what the verification is for.
Maybe
you
have that
for.
On TikTok and it'll stop all
plus,
this
like,
funny
listen,
business.
If I want to talk to, if I want to talk to Rupert Murdoch or whoever's famous, who owns Coca-Cola, the one guy.
That's Kevin the Commonwealth Picker. Yeah, Coke Wealth Picker.
Look, if I want to talk to the person who owns Mr. Pibb, I could probably get through to him at this point. I do. Dude, I love it too much. I don't drink it enough.
Isn't Mr. Pibb a Pepsi product?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, 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 yes.
Phineas T. Pepsi. If I want to get a hold of Phineas T. Pepsi, I could at any moment.
So I also saw...
Through a Ouija board, because he's been dead for over 100 years.
Phineas T. Pepsi. So I don't really think you've pitched me enough to want me to buy it.
I'm not saying it's a good decision. I'm just partially too lazy to get it taken off. And
that's kind of what I thought it was.
Well, that's part of it. And also, if it's taken off, then there will be people wondering why. And I don't want people to go is he not?
They unverified him. Oh, he's no longer Kerry.
I haven't even noticed the blue check.
It's a tax write-off. I'll just take it. It's a tax write-off.
Yeah, which is basically free money. I think you triple your money every time you write something off. I think that's how that works.
No, but you need tax write-offs from businesses, and I might
as well. No, you don't need tax write-offs. No.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's why.
I don't want to make profit.
That's not a concern.
It's a shtick. I'm actually really intelligent. Maybe
he is actually, dude. Actually, I'm excited. Kerry's coming down again, and when you come, we're gonna go see Dune 2.
I'm excited.
And
are you bringing your bucket? Are you bringing the bucket?
I didn't get the Dune. Ghostbusters bucket, which is awesome.
I've been on a popcorn bucket kick. I've sold two of them this week.
I love popcorn buckets, man.
That's
my new thing. You got me hooked on it.
Yeah.
The Ghostbuster bucket was part of the deal that I'm looking at this last weekend. That's part of
my
new
big
deal.
The one that says Cinemark on the front?
I think so.
It's really
I don't know what I'm looking at. I mean, I saw it, but I don't know what I'm looking at.
But is it newer inventory?
Yeah.
Just came out.
It was
a week ago.
Got stuff from the 90s, the 2000s. I mean, it's basically action figures.
It might have been a ghost. I'm sure they've done
Dave,
more
than
one
Ghostbuster.
It was probably, old, yeah.
You'd like this buyout. Maybe I'll send you a little clip of it.
Okay.
Why don't you let a poor person have it, though, instead of you?
It's true. It's very true. Maybe I should.
Think about it.
Hold on, let me see if I can show
maybe
you
I
this.
Should
I don't
ship
know if
it to Heck and Steve to
yeah,
as a bribe.
To Heck and Steve.
Don't make a video about me.
I want him to make a video of you.
He already has.
This is Kev, this is the new popcorn bucket I'm talking about. Is it this one?
It's in a box. It was in a box.
It's probably not this one. This one's like brand new, but
yeah, no.
See, this is maybe even my listing.
No, he did have a box.
M. Peterson undercut me by a buck, you piece of crap.
Yeah, M. Peterson, meet us on the streets.
Yeah, we're going to fight. Look how cool that popcorn
butt. Oh, look at his butt.
I love his butt. He's got cute little butt cheeks. He literally has cute little butt cheeks. Those are like Kevin's little butt cheeks.
Aw.
Oh, the show's off the rails.
Hey, I was digging. I was digging.
That's words of affirmation. He likes that.
Kevin, did you like that? Your little cute butt cheeks?
I wasn't paying attention.
We called your butt cheeks cute.
I was just thinking, I was digging through my death pile, and I was finding items. I was finding $100 item, $100 items, sitting there for years. I pulled out a box. It was one of my best videos, and it did really well. Box full of N64 stuff. I never sold it. It's 3.5 years ago. It's been sitting in the back of my closet for 3.5 years. It's like $250 worth of N64 games.
Did you know what the N64
That's where Kevin's $500,000 in net worth is. That's in his freaking closet.
Do you even know what the N64 games are, Kevin? Because like back when you were a kid, what did you play? Like the Abacus? Or what did you play with back
then? Atari. And then
Pitfall?
NES.
Pitfall. That's the best Atari game.
Burger Time.
Burger Time is good.
That was good.
Did they have the Lion King game for Atari, or that was after?
That came out in 94.
That had to be way after.
Okay. Atari was done in the early 80s. Kevin was way old playing it.
Mm-hmm. No, old. I was like 6, 7, 8, something like that. I was still playing it. And then NES.
I wasn't
very good at it, so I just like, I play it. I never beat Mario to this day.
Do you ever play games on the Commodore 64?
Yeah.
Those are fun. I played those up until high school.
Yeah, Breakout.
Did you play video games, Dave? I can't tell if you're a video game player guy.
I played the PlayStation 1.
Had a Minecraft
Dreamcast.
Channel,
yeah, I had the Minecraft channel. Don't forget that's about
like,
that.
I didn't think before I spoke. That's normal.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how he built his YouTube empire. Oh my god.
Exactly.
Man, I have an attractive artificial butt.
Look at that.
That's really good.
Nice. He's been doing his squats.
So if you want to, Dave just goes silent. He's probably making cute butt cheeks.
Exactly. I like that we didn't do ads in the corner of our screen.
If you want to get people in your Patreon, you get a
do a little preview of like a Patreon, like ABC Matt's logo or something.
Sent the pineapples by the way, or is that an empty promise?
Dude, not only have I not sent the pineapples out, but I've got month 2's pins in hand. Month's 2 pins are right over there.
Are you going to show everybody? Or
should I show them or should I wait?
I haven't even seen them.
Okay.
Yeah, you should put the ads.
Should I
just send month 1 and 2 together? But see, then they might unsubscribe. You know, they gotta subscribe for 2 months. No, maybe I'll just say, okay, since it was late, I'll send out both January and February. It's January and February. So I should send out January and February's pins to all the members who were members for January and February.
You've created a lot of work for yourself.
And then, tell me about it. Hold on, I'll go get them.
Very good. I think we have this naked butt sitting in there.
I know, I think they should put the ad, I think we should put the ads on the Commonwealth cheeks.
Like, and you know who's getting a free pin this month is our friend Jespy Crafton, the designer of said pin. Hold on.
That's
right. I sent you this. She sent it to me. She said, Dave won't respond. I'm like,
What it is, even though I can't see it yet.
Why can't you really can't focus?
Gotta close your eyes.
Really
maybe.
Won't focus.
Maybe it's
on
the
it.
Butt cheek.
Want me to describe it? We can get demonetized for the nudity.
No, it's not nudity.
It's not graphic enough. I can't see any undercarriage or nothing.
There you go.
Oh, I love it.
Jelly hands carry pin.
So you know, guys, awesome. That's the February pin. So if you join now, you'll get this one. If you were joined in January, you get the pineapple.
So Dave's got to be next then.
No, it's got to be upside down.
Jess B. Crafton is going to get one for free. Yeah. And Jess, you know, if you want to get next month's for free, just design it because we don't know.
What should it be?
It's got to be about Dave. What would it be? A beanie baby?
If you ever need some design work,
do a real poor picture of a bear, like something that wouldn't sell it.
Maybe like my head is like cracked open and there's beanie babies pouring out of it. And I put like Maple Bear, $400 or something.
No, I want a pin of you like picking up a donut at a
groom.
Sale, like
it should
school.
Be you grooming
I had donuts
a bear.
From the flea market today.
Yeah, I want to see you just covered in
you want me to groom
donuts.
A bear? Kerry, when you get here, I'm going to groom you, buddy.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. I need it. I've been told I need to groom.